Helen, how are you?
Hi, my name is Nureen.
Hi, I'm Victor.
Hi, I'm Vincent, and my MP3 player rocks!
Welcome to Podcast Bangladesh!
On episode 2 of Podcast Bangladesh, you will hear from our CEO, John Sparandio, also hear from grade 9 students and what they're doing with blogging. And to start with, Victor, our man on the street, is out talking to some teachers about what they know about podcasting.
Well, that podcasting is alive and well in ISD, and you're a member of the podcasting group, and I'm very excited to hear your first podcast. I haven't got into podcasting yet, but I'm sure any day now I will download my first podcast.
All right.
So I'm very keen to see that you're doing this, and very anxious that it continues. And I look forward to picking up ISD podcasts regularly from now on.
Hello, it's Mr. Babstock here. Podcasting. Well, from what I understand, podcasting is when you download a file. It probably stays on the internet or something. You can put sound bites onto the internet, and then other people can access them and listen to them at any time. And we can probably beam them round from palm to palm, from one user to another. In fact, I can probably beam it out with my laptop on infrared. So it's a way of saving a file, like a media file or something, and playing it back at any time.
A way of giving what people are talking about on the internet, and so people can listen to what might be called radio programs, and they can listen to them whenever they like, so that they don't have to listen in at a particular time. They can turn on at any time and listen to them.
As I understand it, podcasting is a digital recording of anything, really, but it normally not music, because if it's music, it's different from podcasting. But like a program, and you can download it onto your iPod and listen to it at your leisure.
Podcast Bangladesh, it rocks!
To grade 9 students Vanil, Nusrat and Taufik, and we're talking about blogging. Vanil, what is a blog?
Blog is a website where you can write all your thoughts.
Okay, and what else, Taufik?
You can also maybe share pictures and different types of multimedia, example for sound clips and video clips.
And are these free? Do you have to pay for them?
No, they're totally free.
So anyone can create a blog?
Yes, anyone around the world.
Okay, now you three are in ICT class here at ISD. How are blogs being used in ICT classes?
In ICT, we use our blogs to record what we did in class, what we learned, how we felt, and so on. Blogs are basically used to record down our process and our in and outside the class regarding ICT. They're written using Bonus 6 thinking hats, and they can be accessed from anywhere, anytime.
Okay, that was a lot of information, Vanil. We might come back to some of those ideas in a minute. But Nusrat, tell us what you like about keeping your blog process journal.
There are a lot of different things I like about our blog process journal. It is a creative way of keeping a record of all your work. You can design it the way you want. It makes you think about your work and what further work can be done, which is not often thought by students. So I think it's a really great way for students and teachers to understand how we're progressing, and it's fun and enjoyable.
Okay, Vanil mentioned something about Edward de Bono and six thinking hats. What does this mean?
Edward de Bono's six thinking hats are a guideline which aims to put more relevancy and content into our process journal. All the hats are categorized into different colors. There's the white hat, which is the hat for information, the yellow hat, the strengths hat, the black hat, which is the hat for all our weakness, the red hat, which shows all of our feelings, the blue hat, which is the thinking hat, and the green hat, which is all, which is for all of our new ideas.
Okay, so these six thinking hats, how do they help you keep your process journal for ICT?
It is basically an organization tool. It helps us. We can reflect on all the stuff that happened in our lessons.
Okay, we're able to understand our strengths and weaknesses, and we can improve on that in our next class.
Okay. It is a guideline for our process journals.
Okay, Vanille, which hat do you like writing, or which hat do you like wearing when you write?
The green hat, because I really like giving new ideas into my work.
Well, I like the feelings hat, because we're able to share all our thoughts and how we felt during the class.
And Taufik, what about you?
I basically like the blue hat. Here we show all of our thinking and thoughts on what can be done and improvements and basically everything.
Hello, this is Podcast Bangladesh, presented by the students of ISD.
Mama one, mama. Sijwaba sako Funulu pelele Sishonga pimbolinye Siti Iselo Inkosi amakosi.
Welcome, Mr. Sprandio, to Podcast Bangladesh. What sort of school is ISD? Can you give us a brief description?
ISD is an international school of about 600 students that offers the International Baccalaureate program. Most of our students are Bangladeshis, perhaps 75%. Another 15% are Bangladeshi students who were born in the United States or Canada and have come back to Bangladesh to finish their education. And the rest are 23 other nationalities.
What is your role at ISD?
My job is to be the chief executive officer of the school. That means that the two schools, the primary and the secondary school, each have a principal, and my job is to be their boss and to look after the interests of the school as an organization.
In your experience, what impact has technology had on education?
Technology's had a tremendous impact on education. Every part of it, from the way we communicate with teachers when we're looking for them to hire, to the way students interact with their schoolmates through the internet, to the way you find information to do your reports, to the way we can have instant access to news, to weather, to comment, to opinion, no matter where we live on the globe.
Podcasting is about communicating via audio content on the internet. Do you think this is a good thing for students and schools?
I think it's a marvelous opportunity for kids to get on and broadcast to other students around the world. I think like most things on the internet, there's a tremendous amount of content. So how we are going to index our podcasts and how we're going to access them seems to me to be a very big problem, because we don't have the kind of text that we have in a normal document to search on. So how this will all work is not clear to me, but I'm a newcomer to podcasting, and this is my first podcast, so I'm really interested to find out. So thank you very much for this interview.
Given a choice, what music would you like to accompany your interview? We must use non-copyright material, of course.
Oh, that's hard. But because we're an international school, and I've worked and lived all over the world, I think I would like to have some African music from townships in South Africa. Township music is happy music, and when you listen to it, you always feel better and you're ready to start something new. So I think listening to somebody like Ladyship Black Mombasa or Johnny Clegg is the kind of music that I would like to have on my podcast.
You've been listening to Podcast Bangladesh, brought to you by students and staff at International School Dhaka. For today's episode, we'd like to thank the Grade 9 ICT students, various staff members for their impromptu interviews, David Banham, John Lindsay, Ian Babistock and Michael Mayer-Felberg, also our CEO, John Sprandio. Not to forget the Podcast Bangladesh team, Vincent, Victor, Violet and Lorraine. I'm Julie Lindsay. I hope you can join us next time. Bye for now.